Taxpayer-funded NPR plays audio of suction abortion, angering pro-life community. By Ethan Lechman on November 6, 2022. National Public Radio's, NPR, airing of a woman getting an abortion has sparked outrage amongst pro-life activists, while some say the audio may have the opposite effect than intended. The graphic audio of the suction abortion on an 11-week-old unborn child was aired Thursday by the taxpayer-funded radio outlet by reporter Katie Wells. During the clip, a woman can be heard crying and moaning during the procedure, saying at one point, "I can't," before one of the workers says, "Yes, you can," according to Wells. Warning: graphic audio. The workers then tell the woman at the end, "You did great." Wells recorded the audio from a Northland Family Planning Center in Michigan to show how sympathetic physicians and workers are at abortion facilities, according to the Daily Mail. She claimed during the segment that the dim lighting and the soothing music make it feel a lot like childbirth. While the audio angered and saddened pro-life activists on social media, others pointed out that the audio shows the public the gruesome reality of an abortion procedure. "It is horrifying and inappropriate for a taxpayer-funded outlet to air the excruciating moments for child and mother of an abortion," Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America President Marjorie Tannenfelser, told Fox News. "Perhaps intended to anesthetize listeners, it is most likely to cause a recoil away from those who promote it, including advocates of abortion seeking votes at the polls next Tuesday," she added. "It strikes me that by sharing the audio of a woman getting an abortion, NPR broke one of the foremost rules of abortion advocacy. Never admit or even hint at what happens in an abortion procedure," tweeted Alexandra DeSantismar of National Review. "The truth is far too awful to look at, particularly if you support abortion. This is what hell sounds like," tweeted Lila Rose, president of Live Action. NPR thinks they've done the abortion industry a favor by highlighting the gruesome reality of undergoing an abortion. Instead, they've revealed exactly what the pro-life movement has always known. "Abortions hurt women and kill babies," tweeted pro-life organization 40 Days for Life. Breitbart News previously reported that NPR's style guide urges its staff not to humanize abortion, which states, "A baby is not a baby until it is born." The far-left outlet also uses the euphemism aborting a pregnancy instead of using fetus or child. You can follow Ethan Lechman on Twitter at @EthanLechman.